One year ago, the U.S. Supreme Court's rulings on DOMA and California's Prop 8 shook the foundations of crumbling conservative arguments that allowed bigotry via gay marriage bans to be shoehorned into the many state constitutions. In the time since, that supreme precedent has fueled a tidal wave of state and federal rulings declaring such bans unconstitutional and paving the way for marriage equality nationwide. In fact, there isn't a state in which this battle isn't currently being fought or hasn't already been won. To even call it a battle is somewhat misleading. The same tired arguments that the religious right has used to challenge gay adoption, most recently in Florida, have been resurrected. That gays are promiscuous, that we're bad for family structure, that we make gender roles confusing, and we're a walking health crisis. Those arguments obviously sound more offensive and ridiculous than ever. But that didn't stop thrice-divorced Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi from filing her expected motion to intervene in Florida's primary gay marriage case this week. Families are in danger. And yet, even as the city of Orlando symbolically weighed in on Monday via legal briefs in favor of marriage equality in Florida, two commissioners voted down the measure. Tony Ortiz, who even has gay friends, he said, had spiritual issues with the matter. Jim Gray, pulling a page from Orange County Mayor Teresa Jacobs' disingenuous notebook, crowed about this not being a local issue. They both looked like fools. Irrational fear and political expediency aren't valid legal arguments anymore, folks. History is leaving you behind.